Hello and welcome to The Word from My Hermitage. My name is Father Clint Honkamp, and I come to you today from my hermitage in the Dominican Priory of St. Pius V in Chicago, Illinois. Today is Monday of the first week in Ordinary Time, January 12th, 2026. The passage I'm going to reflect over today is from the Gospel of Mark, where he writes, "Jesus came to Galilee proclaiming the gospel of God. This is the time of fulfillment. The kingdom of God is at hand. Repent and believe in the gospel." As he passed by the Sea of Galilee, he saw Simon and his brother Andrew casting their nets into the sea. They were fishermen. Jesus said to them, "Come after me, and I will make you fishers of men." The gospel today places us at the very beginning of Jesus' public ministry, not in the grandeur of a temple, not amidst crowds cheering a Messiah, but along the familiar shoreline of the Sea of Galilee. The setting is ordinary. Boats, nets, the smell of fish, the rhythms of work. And yet it becomes the threshold through which the extraordinary breaks into human life. Jesus comes into Galilee proclaiming a simple, decisive message. This is the time of fulfillment. The kingdom of God is at hand. Repent and believe in the gospel. With these first words, heaven touches the earth, and human history is permanently tilted towards grace. Jesus does not say, "A time will come," or "one day when things are different." He announces, "Now." The divine enters the present moment. Every major transformation in the spiritual life begins here, with an awakening to the present as the place where God desires to meet us. Not tomorrow, when we finally feel ready, not in the past, where we sometimes wish we could return, but now, in the messy, unpolished, imperfect today. For Simon and Andrew, fulfillment arrived while they were doing what they had always done, casting nets, tending to the day's work. Their hearts were not prepared in any dramatic way. Grace simply stepped into their path. God still works like this. The moments we consider ordinary, repetitive, or insignificant may be the very moments Jesus chooses to speak. The kingdom is not primarily a place. It is God's reign breaking into human life. Jesus proclaims that the Father is already drawing near, already reaching into the world, already standing close enough to touch. Sometimes we imagine God is distant, watching us from afar. But Jesus' first proclamation is an announcement of proximity. Heaven is pressing close to the shores of your life. To say the kingdom at hand means that God is closer than your fears, grace is closer than your regret, mercy is closer than your wounds, calling is closer than you dare to imagine. It is not we who must climb up to reach God. It is God who draws near to us. Repentance in the gospel is not shame-filled, self-loathing, and not a desperate attempt to earn God's love. The Greek word metanoia means change of mind, a reorientation, a turning towards the one who has already turned towards you. Repentance is closing God's nearness over our situation. It is turning from the illusion that we are alone It is stepping out of our patterns of spiritual sleep and walking to the presence of Christ. Every conversion in Scripture begins with the discovery that God is already searching for us. Repentance is simply the moment we stop turning, stop running in the opposite direction. To believe the gospel is to let your life be shaped, not by fear or shame or past failure, but by the reality of God's goodness. It means trusting that grace is stronger than sin, that God's mercy is wider than your history, and that His promises apply to you, not just to others. Faith is not merely intellectual agreement. It is a surrender to the truth that God is trustworthy. When Jesus calls Simon and Andrew, He does not ask for resumes, acknowledgments, or qualifications. He simply asks for trust. Trust enough to step out of the boat. Jesus does not call them to a project, a task, or an idea. No, He calls them to Himself. He says, "Come after me." Before they become fishers of men, before they preach, heal, or evangelize, they must learn to follow. Discipleship begins not with heroic action, but with the humility to walk behind Jesus and to let Him lead. He calls them, not because they are worthy, not because they are wise, not because they are ready, not because He loves them and has chosen them, but because He loves them and has chosen them. Every vocation begins with the same gentle authority. Follow me. They are fishermen. Jesus does not erase their identity. He envelops it. He takes what they know, what they do, and what they have grown up with, and breathes divine purpose into it. The same happens with us. God does not replace your story, He redeems it. God does not discard your gifts, He reorders them. He does not ignore your wounds, He heals them so they can become instruments of compassion. What you bring to Christ, Christ transforms. The call to be fishers of men is not a burden. It is a destiny rooted in love. It is becoming fully alive in the mission for which you were created. The gospel invites us to imagine Jesus walking along the shore of our own lives, stepping into our routines, entering the spaces we consider unremarkable, and speaking the same words today. This is the time of fulfillment. The kingdom of God is at hand. Repent. Believe in the gospel. Come after me. The question is not whether Jesus is calling. He is. The question is whether we will drop our nets, our habits, our fears, our excuses, and step into the path where His voice leads. May we have the courage of Simon and Andrew, who looked at the face of Christ and discovered in His eyes a future greater than they had imagined. Amen. If you found a blessing in this reflection today, I invite you to share it with others and join me each day here in my hermitage when I reflect over a passage of scripture and apply it to our lives. May God bless you today and keep you safe. Amen.